Welcome to this webcast on the PMP SharePoint Guidance V2. In this webcast, we're going to talk about a component from the SharePoint Guidance Library called the Hierarchical Configuration. My name is Erwin Vanderveld, and I'm here with
Francis Chung.
We both work at Patterns and Practices. So in this session, we're going to talk about why you would need application configuration. First of all, typically an application has a need to store configuration information, such as connection strings or URLs to external systems, but also sometimes things that are a bit more functional, like threshold values, which could be something like I need 10 rows on my screen, but you want this value configurable, so maybe a production you want to tweak it to make it be 20 rows on the screen, or flags to enable or disable certain features within your application.
You may also want to store things like WCF endpoint information.
So that's more information that's related to specific technologies that needs to be stored.
Right.
Now, once you have defined those pieces of configuration information, quite often you have the need to change that information at runtime. For example, your application needs different settings if it's running in your development environment versus your production environment.
You may also want to compensate for environmental changes. For example, if you've got, if you move the location of a site to a different URL, you may need to compensate for that using configuration. So the rest of your application doesn't look in the wrong place for that site.
It would be a shame to have to recompile your application just because of an environmental change. Now, you might also want to be able to create a hierarchy of settings. And this means, for example, that you're able to create a setting at your farm level that's global for your entire application, for your entire farm. But specific websites within that farm have the need to create a different value that's not different from the farm value. So that might be a need that your application has.
You can also consider setting up a config setting at a site collection and override at the SP web also.
Right.
Various ways you may think of setting a config setting at a high level and override it at a lower level. When we considered storing configuration in SharePoint, we realized there are many different options for where to store the configuration. And each different option has its positives and negatives. So for example, the web config. Web config is a very traditional place where you would expect to find configuration information. But we realized that in SharePoint, web config has some specific challenges.
For example, a web config is stored not on a single server, but it's stored on every web front end. So if you have a web farm, that web config is stored on each site collection within each web front end. So making a change to that web config means that you have to touch every one of those web servers, every one of those web applications. That makes those settings very hard to update at runtime, whereas they're very easy to update at development time.
Now, there are some options for updating web config. Specifically, there's the SP Web Config Modification API that works very well. It does allow the ability to propagate web config changes across the farm, but it may not be as easy to use as other things like property bags and persistent objects that we'll mention a little later on.
And you know, it is a developer API, so again, it's very handy to change those settings at development time, but very hard to change settings at runtime.
Exactly.
If you look at SharePoint SP persisted objects, that is a technology to store settings in the configuration database. The technique is very handy, but it's quite a complex solution for creating configuration settings, because you have to create a class that derives from SP persisted object. You have to attach it to another object, for example, to the SP farm, and then you have to describe on that class what kind of data you want to store.
Unfortunately, you cannot child an SP persisted object from anything other than another SP persisted object. So SP farms and SP Web Applications are SP Persistent Objects, but unfortunately SP Site Collections and SP Webs are not.
And there's another problem that we ran into with the SP Persistent Objects, and that is if you try and store data that is not serializable, you can store them in the SharePoint database. Unfortunately, doing that will corrupt also your SharePoint database, your configuration database. So there is some danger in using this API directly.
This API is also known in some circles as the hierarchical store or hierarchical config store.
Right. Now, there is another option, and that in SharePoint to store configuration values, and that is using the property bags off of the SP Farm, SP Web Application, and SP Web objects. Now, these property bags are quite flexible because you can store, especially in the SP Farm and SP Web Application, you can store pretty much anything in them. But the downside is that, again, if you store something that is not serializable, you run the risk of corrupting your database. But also, the access to those property bags is untyped.
One good thing about the property bags is that, as Erwin mentioned, they are available at every level. In the case of SP Site Collection, if you want to store configuration at that level, you store it at the SP Site Collection's root web.
Right. Now, another option to store configuration settings would be to store it in a SharePoint list. Now, the advantage of using a SharePoint list is that you have a built-in UI to be able to edit those settings. And you can even create custom security settings on top of that list to make sure that certain users are allowed to read the settings but aren't allowed to change them. But the downside of using SharePoint list is that it is an untyped way of accessing your configuration settings. And untyped means is that your business logic becomes then responsible for figuring out, okay, this particular configuration setting is an integer, or it's a string, or it's a daytime, and needs to convert that untyped setting into something that it can work with.
Another downside of using the list is if you've got a central list that has configuration information, and if that central list is outside of your site collection, that may be very difficult to get access to or not performant to get access to. You basically have to create a cross-site collection list access that may be expensive.
Exactly. Now lastly, of course you can create your own custom solution for storing configuration settings. But the downside of creating a custom solution is that it also requires custom programming. And typically you might want to try to avoid that within your own application.
And also it increases the complexity.
Exactly.
Given all the options for storing configuration, we looked at we actually created our own hierarchical config component that actually uses the property bag as a backing source, and it provides us following features.
First of all, it allows you to store and retrieve configuration settings in a type-safe manner. So that means that if you store a value as an integer, you can retrieve it as an integer. And your business logic no longer is responsible for casting or converting that value to what it needs.
It also provides automatic serialization. So you could have, for example, a list of strings, and you can persist that into our hierarchical config and pull it out, and it'll return you a list of strings.
And you can use any object that supports serialization. Secondly, or thirdly, the hierarchical config is hierarchical of nature. And that means is that you can create a setting at a higher level, for example, the SP Farm, and override that setting for specific settings at lower levels, for example, at the SP Web Application, or at the SP Site, or SP Web level.
So, for example, if you needed to have a connection string available to across your farm, you would set that at the SP Farm level, but, for example, at a specific SP Site Collection, you wanted to vary that, you could change it there.
Yeah. And lastly, we've built in error handling. So if you try to retrieve a configuration setting that is not there, you will get a very clear error message back that describes that you tried to retrieve a certain error, a certain config setting.
But more importantly, my favorite feature is the ability to get an exception back if you try to serialize something that is not serializable. In that case, we actually throw the exception prior to trying to persist it, thereby not corrupting the config database.
And also, of course, if you try and retrieve a value in a different type than it was stored in, for example, you're trying to retrieve an integer, but it was stored as a date time, then you will get a very clear error message again to say, you tried to retrieve this config setting at this level, this value could not be converted to this type. So that's very clear, and your business logic no longer needs to take that into account. This diagram shows the design of the hierarchical config. As Francis mentioned, the hierarchical config uses the property bags off of the SP Farm and SP Web application and SP Web as the backing stores. Now, to do that, we created an abstraction of that called the iProperty bag and the specific property bag classes. Now, the automatic serialization is done by a class that we call the config setting serializer, and that's done under the covers, so you don't have to worry about that.
But it's important to note that since it, you can see that it's separate from the persistence, we do the serialization and the validation prior to persistence.
Exactly. Now, there are two interfaces that the hierarchical config exposes. The first interface is called iHierarchical config, and it is primarily used by consumers. For example, a web part or a page which runs in a specific place in a specific site within SharePoint. And it will use that information to first look at the current SP web for the config settings. And if it can't find it there, will walk to its parent, to the site, and then again to its parent, all the way up to the SP farm to try and find a certain config setting.
The consumers won't actually know to pass the current SP web. The hierarchical config will look at the current web. So the API for getting a config setting is very simple.
Yep. Now there's also an API for more providers of configuration information. Now, a provider can be, for example, a feature receiver, which already prepares certain config settings with default values. But you can also envision creating your own UI on top of this API to be able to set or edit config settings.
There are APIs, or there are UIs available already, open source UIs. For example, if you look at codeplex.com/PBS, I think Property Bag Store, they provide a UI on top of the property bags that you can take a look at the property bags that are, sorry, property bag settings that have already been set, as well as create your own.
Exactly. So there are two different interfaces. And typically, you will interact with those interfaces through the service locator. So your code will almost never create the hierarchical config itself. You just ask the service locator for an iHierarchical config, and you will get back something that implements that interface.
Now let's take a look at what this looks like. So here we're going to show how to programmatically set a config setting using the hierarchical config manager and programmatically retrieve that same configuration setting. So in the update partner site directory feature receiver, this is the feature receiver associated with the feature that is activated on the Partner Central site. What this feature does, amongst other things, is if we scroll down, it sets the value of the URL of that site into the configuration so that other services or other pieces of code that need to know the URL of that site in order to get information from that site can get it using configuration. So here we're setting the URL. What we're using to set that URL is the iConfig manager. We're using the service locator to get an instance of an iConfig manager. Once we have that instance, we're calling set in property bag to set the value using the key partner site directory URL config key. That's the key, and we're using the value using the website's URL. Now we're setting that value into the farm location because we know that everybody, all the code in this farm will need to get access to this one central list or one central site. So there's only one for the whole farm, so we're setting this value at the farm level.
Right. Now let's look at a consumer of the same config setting. The partner site directory class needs to know where the list with partner mappings is stored. So the partner site directory class needs to have access to that config setting. Now, if we look at the code here you will see that this class will retrieve an instance of the iHierarchical config, which is the interface for consumers. And we'll get an instance of that interface through the service locator. And then it will call a method that's called getByKey. And it will pass in the type that it's expecting, in this case a string. It will use the key that we used previously to store this config setting, and it will tell where to start looking. Now in this case, we know that this particular config setting will only be stored at the farm level, and it doesn't make sense to override this at other levels. So what we're telling the config manager here is to start looking at the current SP farm level.
In this case, it's optional if you were to call get by key not passing in the starting point, that would still work because the configuration setting would be set at the SP farm level and it'll flow down to all of the SP webs in the farm.
Yep. So what we've seen here is you can use the iConfigManager interface to manage your configuration settings at any point in your hierarchy, so at any SP farm, SP web, SP site. But if you want to read those config settings from your current location or up, then you need to use the iHierarchical config interface. You can get that through the service locator and read values based on a key. So we've looked at the hierarchical config component that's offered by the SharePoint guidance library. And this component allows you to store configuration settings, and it can be very handy to use this component within your own SharePoint applications. Well, thank you for joining us for this webcast. This was a webcast on the hierarchical configuration for the SharePoint guidance library. Now, if you've become interested in the SharePoint Guidance Library, you can find us at microsoft.com/spg. This was Urban Vanderbilt
and Francis Chung
from Patterson Practices.